Hey, this is Mike Dark from Blunker.blogspot.com, and it is Saturday, November 6, 2010, and this is Audio Boot number 26. Well, this is about the third or fourth time I've tried to create an audio boot on the iPhone using the Caster app, and I'm giving up. So I'm trying this app called VC Audio Pro, and of course the reason is just that I want to try to mix music in and add clips just in case I pause and stuff that Audio Boot, the current version of Audio Boot, doesn't seem to do, but apparently there's a new version coming out so this month, so we'll see how that goes. Actually, if you go look at the message boards there, you see that I've been asking about the new version. So hopefully we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, I'm using VC Audio Pro. Well, I just want to talk a little bit about, of course, the stock market, but also, you know, just kind of a review of the election, and also maybe a little bit about Ben Bernanke's latest attempt to stimulate the economy. First, the markets have been great. A lot of people, even this week was great. A lot of people think that is, you know, the anticipation of gridlock that, well, at least that's what I think anyways, the anticipation of gridlock and really a counterbalance to really a big government progressive agenda. Maybe this, the Republicans will bring in gridlock. They could stay home and watch The View and Ellen week in, week out, and as long as the government kind of keeps its nose out of everybody's business, maybe we're all better off. But the Tea Party is seen as extreme, and maybe some people are saying, well, they cost the Republicans some seats, but the reality is that it really energized the Republican base, right? I mean, there were a lot of folks that came out to vote very energized. A lot of it was against Barack Obama, but a lot of it was against Pelosi. Pelosi was very unpopular. I'm also against really the big government deficit spending ways of the Congress, but maybe even mostly, and I probably should have let off with this, is that it's always the economy. I mean, people are out of work, and companies aren't spending money as much as, to at least to hire folks. And actually, even, you know, the companies like Apple, they're sitting on, you know, billions and billions of dollars and not doing anything with it, because really they have enough people, enough folks around to do the job needed to produce iPods and iPhones. So, you know, and, you know, the other thing too is the Tea Party gets a knock for being, you know, very white. But really that's true of all the major political parties. I mean, there is mostly white folks in this country, although, you know, in some areas that's starting to decline, like in California. But for the most part, every political party is comprised of mostly white folk. So, I don't know. And if you look at, there were a lot of folks elected from the Tea Party and from the Republican who, you know, were Hispanic and black and Indian. So I think the demographic shift in the country is more multicultural, and it's probably a good thing. And that's true in the Republican Party as well. You know, not all people of ethnicities or one religion or are, you know, one party only. I mean, there are people with different opinions in all, you know, races and religions, and they have their own political views. And it's good to see that there were some of the folks from the Republicans and the Tea Party that were elected that, you know, don't fit the generality. There was definitely some diversification there. Next, Ben Bernanke. Ben Bernanke has been buying Treasury, $600 billion worth. In the QE2, the quantitative easing, the next stimulus for the economy, trying to keep interest rates down, trying to, put money in the economy and put money to work. So there's two outcomes, right? It'll either work or it won't work. One of the fears is that it'll create massive inflation. So will it really create massive inflation? Well, that's only if it works, right? Or, well, I guess it could happen if it doesn't work. But the thought is that, the dollar's being devalued, the prices of commodities and, you know, gasoline, oil, gold, everything's going up. As a matter of fact, I got an email from my mom the other day, and this is usually a good contrarian indicator, but she was asking about, she sent me a link, you know. She was like, well, what do I do with these, with my assets? I mean, I'm afraid that, we'll be buying loaves of bread for wheelbarrows worth of money or whatever. She linked to the site that was basically selling gold and, justifying why it's a good time to buy gold. And heck, the best time to buy gold is when it was about $200 an ounce. But now it's close to $1,400 an ounce. It's like, well, you know, maybe the ship has sailed. So, I don't know. I think if the things are really that bad, I'd be afraid if I had gold and things really got that bad that, you know, somebody would come and steal my gold. So maybe if it's a worst case scenario, you either leave the country and go somewhere else where it's not as bad, like, you know, New Zealand or Thailand or, you know, somewhere that's away from here where you would have your money. And, hey, you could have some fun in Thailand too, even if things did go to heck in a handbasket. Or the other thing is that you just build a bunker and buy lots of guns and ammunition and, you know, you try to stock up on canned goods and water and make do and survive in whatever's apocalyptic world is after the economic collapse. So I hope it doesn't get that bad. I don't think it will. Actually, the economy seems to me to be improving. It's like a 2% growth rate. And actually, yesterday on Friday, we saw the jobs numbers perk up over 150,000 for the first time in a long time. Even though the unemployment rate stayed the same, you know, we'll probably see that as folks come back into the workforce or try to come back into the workforce and look for work. So things seem to be steady and slow, and you know, 2% isn't what we want to see. It'd be nice to see if it was, you know, 3 to 4%. So you know, we'll see what happens. If it does work for the Fed, then you know, we will probably see them try to hit their 4% inflation rate. Although, you know, when's the last time the government ever hit their targets? I mean, they'll probably overshoot, but hopefully they wouldn't overshoot by too much. And if it is, if it does go over the, you know, 4% target by a large margin, and we get back to the 1979, 1980 inflation rates, well, then I hope you have a lot of guns and ammo to protect that gold you have. So the stock market been rallying sharply. It's been a great run since September. You know, there's an election year pattern for midterm election that seems to be playing out. There's the beginning of month, which now is over, that kind of played out. There's also a pretty good run from the election to the end of the year, supposedly. Of course, you know, September's supposed to be bad, and that didn't happen. But it looks like, you know, from a historical pattern, we tend to see these corrections happen every midterm election. And this year was no exception. The market corrected almost 20% before rallying starting September 1st. I remain long. I remain 100% invested. I'm not too worried about the Armageddon scenario just yet. It could happen, but I think there'll be plenty of time to get out. And I don't know what you do, though, because if your money's depreciating by however many percent a year, then you're losing money just sitting in mutual fund or sitting in a money market fund, too. Well, that's about it. Now I'm trying this VC Audio Pro. We'll see if I can get it uploaded. The music in the background is from musicalley.com at PodSafe Music, and I don't remember who the artist is, so we'll just put it in the notes. See ya.
Swim.